Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 766. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They are both free, including the postage and handling. We're going right through the book of Revelation. I'm in the midst of it at this present time. And we have music and letters. But right now, let's pray that God will, Father God, that you will continue anointing me. Give me even a bigger anointing today. These scriptures seem to be obscure from the people in the world because they're symbolic. There are many metaphors. There's reality. The metaphors are reality as well. However, they don't know how to disseminate it. And Lord, let it just sink into their hearts, deep down into their spirits, into their souls, and into their minds, because you're going to hear. The only one interpretation of the Bible, there's not two, there's just one, and it's not for our carnal minds to try to figure out. We have to receive it as a little child receives things. They just believe that their mother, their dad, has good things for them, if they're decent people. And they believe that you, even more than their parents, have better things for them. And it's for sure that you do. Lord, rebuke every demonic spirit that is fighting people, spirits. Destroy the works of Satan in everything and in everybody. Make a clear channel for people to hear what the Spirit, what you, the Spirit of God, are saying unto the churches, unto each one of us that are the temple of God. And open doors for us and bind, rebuke, destroy the works of Satan. In Jesus' name I pray that the souls in this world will be saved and the church strengthened. In Jesus' name, amen. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, you know, mankind is not that benevolent unto one another. And this is a song that I recorded a while ago. It's called Where Man's Love Stops is Where God's Begins. Praise the Lord. Well, it's so good to know the Bible. When we know the Bible, we know the Word, we know Jesus, because Jesus is the Bible, He's the Word, The Bible says that in the beginning was God. Well, that was the Word, really. And the Word was God with God, and the Word was God. And then verse 14 in John, the book of John, says, and the Word became flesh. God came into the world in the flesh. And then we got to know who God was, everything about Him, because we saw Him react in the flesh as we are to react in the flesh when we have the power of God in us. Verse 14, the second woe is past. Now this is chapter what?
11.
Chapter 11. So the second woe is past. And behold, the third woe cometh quickly. So this is not a long, drawn-out thing. The Lord said He'd shorten the time because nobody would be able to stand if time went on any longer. They wouldn't be able to cope with it. Verse 15, and the seventh angel shouted, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord. So the people that think the kingdom or this world belongs to Satan, they're wrong, because it's we see the end of the book of Revelation here that we win. We win. And you people that think that you're kings and head of the kingdom of God and the head of the king of this earth, the kingdoms of this world, all the different kingdoms of this world, are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. And He shall reign forever and ever, not anybody else. So this is the last kingdom that we're coming upon right now. And we who are Christ's, we are members of His body. We shall reign forever and ever in Him. Verse 16, and the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God. Verse 17, saying, we give Thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty. Almighty means almightiness belongs to Him. Which art and wast and art to come, because Thou hast taken to Thee Thy great power and hast reigned over everything, the heavens, the earth, everywhere. So, you know, this is extremely disappointing to Satan, and he's full of rage now, doing everything in his power to try to stop people from serving the Lord. Verse 18, and the nations were angry. See, the nations are angry because the nations are very satanic-like. Now, the people of the Lord are godly, and the nations are angry. They're angry, and they had a holiday because the two witnesses were killed, murdered by the evil one. And now that they've risen and gone into the kingdom of heaven, and a lot of people know that they're going to hell because they didn't believe that Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into the kingdom of heaven, and now they see that God's two witnesses, after 3.5 days dead like Jesus was, rise up and then ascend in the cloud just as Jesus did into the kingdom of heaven. So they know truly that everybody in the world knows that these things were true that are written about Jesus. And the things that are written about the two witnesses of God, the two witnesses, the two golden pipes, verse 18, the two olive trees, the two olive branches, whatever. Verse 18, and the nations were angry. Oh, you bunch of evil weasels. So you're angry. So what? And Thy wrath is come. They're angry, and now God is going to give it to them. Thy, Father God, your wrath is come. They had lots of wrath. Now you're going to see how they like it. All the demonic people. And the time of the dead. That they should be judged. And that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Well, how are they destroying the earth? You stinking bunch of weasels out there that call yourself politicians and kings and presidents and all this. You have done your best to destroy the earth because it's Satan in you. The devil loves to destroy, loves to kill, loves to steal, and you're just like him. All of you weasels, all of you in government, all of you politicians, you scum of the earth. Verse 19, you think you can destroy the earth. God is going to really destroy it. A lot. He's going to destroy you with the earth. He's going to burn it to a crisp so that it's totally refurbished so that we saints can come and live on it. And you're like the chaff. You're going to burn up and you'll be in hell forever. You'll be burning up forever also. And Satan knows it. He just can't stop from doing it. And he's just full of wrath, trying to destroy as many as he can before he goes. And the temple of God was opened in heaven. And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. This hail, the Bible says, is the weight of 100 pounds. Now this is chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. Well, this is the body of Christ, the spiritual Israel. Because God loves his bride, or the holy people that comprise his bride. And he clothes his bride with the sun and the moon. You hear this song, everything I have is yours, you're part of me. I would gladly give the sun to you. If the sun were only mine. Well, the Lord has the sun, and the sun is the Lord's to give, and he gives it to his bride, Israel, the true Israel. Not every Jew is Israel. The Bible says not all Israel is Israel, but those that fear God's name and those that do his will and those that keep his commandments, those are Israel, and this is his bride. And he clothes his woman with the sun and the moon under her feet. He puts everything under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Okay, well, these stars, the Bible says these are angels in one place, but in this particular place, these are the actual symbol, the 12 tribes of Israel, and there is, as we read before, 12,000 of each tribe. So these are composed of the 12 tribes of Israel. And all the Gentiles that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, they've accepted the world's greatest Jew. They've accepted Israel of God so that they could have the sun and the moon under their feet. Hallelujah! Amen. They're the woman, God's woman. Praise the Lord. And she being with child, cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered. Well, all of us are going through that because every time we lead a person to the Lord, there's going to be persecution against us. But, and so we being with child, cried travailing in birth, to bringing these young people and the elderly into the body of Christ, into the woman, which is the bride of Christ, and pain to be delivered. It's a painful thing to get out into the world and to bring forth children into God's kingdom. And the Lord says that that these children are being delivered, but she's travailing by bringing these people into the Lord. Well, it says that, you know, rejoice all ye that have no child, you don't have any children, because you have more children than those that have actually bring forth babies into the world, because you're winning souls. You're bringing forth children. You're travailing in birth. You're bringing forth these people, and you're being persecuted for it, and pain to be delivered. Verse 3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. Well, this is Satan, and he has 7 heads and 10 horns. This is, and 7 crowns. 1 crown isn't enough for this weasel, this satanic being. He has to have 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail, this is the devil, and his tail, this is a great red dragon. A great red dragon is the devil, and his tail drew the third part of the stars, in other words, of these angels, because the stars are the angels, or the messengers, amen, that were in the kingdom of heaven. But how can the Baptists and the Catholics and all these false religions say once saved, always saved, when these angels were saved, they were they fell from their place of majesty in heaven, and his tail drew a third part of these stars, or angels of heaven, out to the earth, and cast them to the earth. And the dragon, the great red dragon, stood before the woman, before the body of Christ, before the bride of Christ, stood before this woman, which was ready to be delivered, because she's delivering children unto the Lord by the Holy Spirit, because she preaches the word of God, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Well, you say, no, this is Jesus. Yes, we are the members of the body of Jesus. It is us too, all right? It is his body. It is Jesus also. We're all one. So as soon as these children are born, Satan wants to devour them by spewing out his false doctrine, by pumping the newly born children full of pride. Pride is a sin. It's a sin unto death. Okay? Now let me read a couple of more scriptures to you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger born-again Christians, you that were just born into the body of Christ, Israel has won your soul. The children of Israel have led you to the Lord. So submit yourselves unto the elder, to the one that God has chosen to lead the church. And that would be me, okay? I'm the teacher. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another. Well, me as an elder, I have to be subject unto you too, because I know that you have problems. You're young in the Lord. You have zeal and not much wisdom, and so I have to lead you according to wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So I have to be subject unto you, but because who that I don't offend, in other words, if I lead you into unrighteousness, it's for sure that I'm going to not be in heaven. I'll be a castaway just like everybody else. that doesn't preach the true word of God. So you, youngsters, you younger, submit yourself unto the elders. It says elder, those that are anointed. The anointed ones, the two witnesses. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. Well, humility is the exact opposite of pride. Pride is a sin. Humility is of the Lord. Amen? Not humiliated before people, but you have to show yourself to be keeping the commandments of the Lord, but humble before God. For God resisteth the pride, the proud. Amen?
Amen.
And giveth power to the humble. You want power? Then don't be full of pride. Do what you're told, because that's the way it is. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. Now this demonic creature that's full of pride, the Antichrist, the beast, he's become the beast because of his pride, is one who opposes and exalteth himself. He exalts himself. Himself exalts above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, who says he's God, sitteth in the temple of God. Well, this satanic, egotistical maniac knows that there's ego in every single person on this earth because they've been raised on ego, on pride. Be full of pride, folks. Be full of pride. And so the Antichrist is much closer to you than you have any realization. So this evil one, he exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sits in the temple of God. Well, what is the temple of God? He moves into you, just as it says in this chapter, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 4. You're the temple of God, and so he moves into you because you have a lot of pride in you in the first place, and therefore it's easy. People, when they see somebody exalting themselves to the stars, saying they're God, and by God you'll listen to us, you will abort children. Your children belong to us, they don't belong to you. This is what this evil bastard is saying today. And you can abort children, that's okay. That's against God. And so this is weasel who, this Antichrist who opposes and exalts himself, he opposes himself and exalts himself above everything, all the whole Word of God, and everything that is called God. In other words, the children of God, the people that are of this woman that is travailing, this entire body of Christ is here bringing forth the men child, the man child, the body of Christ. And everything that is worshipped, so that he, as God, and these people, already you have ego in you. I didn't realize that I did, but the Lord told me that's good for your ego, that Susie is smarter than you. And so I immediately thought, my ego, I didn't know I had ego, and you don't know that you have it either. But you do. And so you have to be careful because you love to see champions. You love to see somebody that is exalting themselves. I'm the most beautiful person. I'm God. I'm the strongest man in the world. I'm the strongest woman in the world. I'm this, I'm that. You are nothing but a chocolate-covered peanut. So he exalts himself as though he is God, and that he is God. He sits. You want to be around somebody that exalts himself above God. And so he moves immediately into the temple of God, which is you, showing himself that he is God. Well, he is full of ego. And pride, which is, what is that again?
Blasphemy.
Revelation 13, 3 through 5. And it states, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. One of his heads, only one of his heads, Satan's heads, were wounded. Well, wounded to death, actually. It was the Roman Catholic Church when it first died. And his deadly wound was healed. In other words, he began believing in the devil again. And he seemed as though he were healed, although he's condemned. And all the world wondered after the beast, this pride, full of pride. So they wondered after this monster, and they worshipped the dragon, the great red dragon, the devil, which gave power unto the beast. These people that are so filled full of pride. It takes a combination of all the antichrists to make up the beast. And they worshipped mankind. They worshipped the antichrist, saying, who is like unto the beast, the antichrist? Who is able to make war with him? Well, I believe God is, and God is going to sling him into the lake of fire. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. That's the media at large. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's all. All right. Now, and you have to go back, you have to just rightly divide the world. So these, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, and everything that is worshipped, so that he, as God, this antichrist beast, with full of pride and full of sin, actually sits in the temple of God. And that's what the Apostle Paul meant. He says, before the Lord comes back to earth again, there'd be a great falling away of the church. And Satan would move into the church, into the body of Christ, the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So the people that he's living in are going to say, Satan is God. But they won't say Satan is God, they'll say the government, the world government, full of pride and blasphemy, is God. So you younger people, submit yourselves unto the elders. Submission is given, commanded of you, because those that humble themselves, the Lord gives power to those that humble themselves. God resists the proud. The pride! The sinful! Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders, the elder, yea, all of you, be subject to one another. And be clothed with humility. Make sure that you stay humble and forget about you being any big deal. All those people that are in graveyards today thought they were big deals too. It's amazing how the world keeps spinning around without it. Well, we're going back into the 11th chapter of Revelation, and we're at verse 14. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. Now, verse 15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of the world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. In other words, God is the ruler forever and ever. All these other kingdoms are gone. And they're gone forever. Verse 16. And the 24 elders, which sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshipped God. Verse 17, saying, we give thee thanks. Thank you, God, for showing us the way, the truth, and the life. And that we should be humble. O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. All these years that the Lord has allowed this person to rule because people would not listen to God, but when they start coming back to God, God has an army of people now, and they are doing what he said. They are humble themselves. They're not full of pride anymore. A remnant of them. Verse 18. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come. Your wrath is come. There's nothing they can do against your wrath. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Verse 19, and the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. Well, the word of God. It's the word of God, which is the ark of his testament. They say in them is these people of God is Jesus, the word of God. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. First chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. And I explained what that was. And upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. Every time we deliver a soul, Satan attacks, and all the angels in heaven give glory unto God. Verse 3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, this great red dragon, having 7 heads instead of all these stars, and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. One isn't enough. He got to be the ruler of the world. And the one world government is like that. They want to rule the world. They want to impose democracy upon, which is nothing more than hypocrisy on the entire world. It is nothing more than a satanic rulership. And his tail drew the third part of the stars, or the angels of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered. And this is a constant thing every day, for souls are one every day, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. All the children. I remember when I first got saved, people started coming to me saying, don't leave your career, don't do this. Oh, you've got to stop that. That's craziness. You must have lost your mind. This is Satan talking right out of their mouth. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Well, that man-child is Christ and also his body. His body is him too, isn't it? Well, we are his body. So we're to rule all nations with a rod of iron, with his word. And her child was caught up unto a God and to his throne. Well, Christ was taken up, and we're sitting there, the Bible says, in heavenly places with him on his throne, because we're attached to him. We are members of his body. Even though we're here on earth, we're connected to the throne of God in heaven with him. Verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness. Well, the Spirit of God drove Jesus into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God. So those of us that are Jesus knew what to do when he was driven into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted of the Lord, and we also know where she hath a place prepared of God. God has prepared a place for us, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Well, when the wrath of God is coming down on earth, we have a safe place. Well, where is that place in the wilderness? You think I'm going to tell you, you Antichrist bastards? No, I won't. And I don't even know yet myself, because the Lord will tell me at the time that we're supposed to go. Verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels. Verse 8, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Well, they were allowed to go up to the throne of God, the devil, and bring accusations day and night against the people, the children of the Lord. But not any longer. He's thrown down now. And he knows that his time is short. Verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil. And Satan, he's called. Which deceiveth the whole world. Don't you people know that you're deceived? Why do you like to follow worldly power, which is no power at all, and you know very good and well that it has no power against the Word of God? He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God, our God, day and night. All right, so I heard a loud voice saying, this is verse 10, in heaven now is come salvation. Well, when the devil's thrown down here, and he deceived Eve, and then Eve deceived Adam. So the Lord showed us how to have salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God. The kingdom of God, we have to have the kingdom of God in us. When the kingdom of God, the Bible says, comes without observation. It enters into us, and therefore we have strength and power. And we also have the power of the Lord's Christ, Jesus, in us. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, and he's doing his work here, which accused them before God, our God, day and night. So, if he accuses us before God, it's a very little thing for him to accuse us before mankind. Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Well, what is the word of our testimony? That's Jesus, amen? Amen. That's the word of God. So we are able to overcome him by getting all of our sins removed from us by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus, and by the word of their testimony. Well, I testify that I didn't know the Lord God, and then Jesus spoke to me from heaven and told me about that I have to tell people about Jesus, and I wondered about it, and I felt his power, and I felt his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and I knew that he was real. And he pulled the breath in and out of my body as though it were nothing, like he was playing with a yo-yo. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Well, what could possibly make you not love your own life? That would be the fear of the Lord. Because you know that the Lord has a place prepared for us in heaven and for those that fear him and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. Fear God and keep his commandments. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes. Verse 12, therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. All right, now verse 13. And when the dragon, the devil, saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted, that's just what I was saying, the woman. Well, is the woman on earth here? Yes, the bride of Christ is here. The kingdom of heaven is in our hearts, in our bodies. It comes without observation because it's invisible. It comes into us. So he persecutes the woman which brought forth the man-child, who brought forth Christ the head and also his body. We are that woman. Amen?
Amen.
We're the New Jerusalem. Verse 14. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place. Well, the wings are simply symbolic of the Holy Spirit. The Lord will usher us quickly as a great eagle, that we might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished. God will nourish us just as he did Elijah, and will nourish us just as he did the children of Israel for 40 years, for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent, this satanic being, the devil. Well, if we know we're going to be nourished and we don't have to worry about buying and selling, there's no need for us to take the mark of the beast. Amen?
Amen.
Well, how will we feed our children? It isn't your children you're worried about, it's you. God, and you're saying that God is not able to feed his children. When he feeds all the little birds and reptiles and everything else on this earth, he takes care of them, and he'll take care of those of you who really trust in the Lord. I trust in God. From the face of the dragon, the serpent. Verse 15, and the serpent, the dragon, cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman. Well, what is this water? The water of the Lord comes out of us and preaches the word of God. It's simply, we preach the truth, and the serpent preaches fallacy, false doctrine, everything to discourage you from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the water as a flood that comes out of this weasel's mouth, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Well, don't you see the flood of false doctrine? Jesus never really rose from the dead. They say that his bones were found in a cave. Who said that? Let's identify yourself. Too many people saw him. Many people, over 500 people saw him ascend into the kingdom of heaven. And he said, I'm not a spirit, I'm bone and flesh and blood. Spirits don't have bone and flesh and blood. Amen?
Yeah.
And here he was carried up into heaven. His bones and his flesh and his blood. But a lot of people will be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth. We are made out of the earth, and we open our mouth with the word of God and substantiate what God says, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon casts out of his mouth. In other words, we're resisting the devil by preaching the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
And we resisted him by learning the word of God so that we're able to use the sword of the word of God with great skill by the Spirit. We stay in the Spirit so that we know how to swallow up the flood which the dragon casts out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, with the body of Christ, with Christ's bride, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God. Well, who is this? Of course, it's the body of Christ, amen?
Amen.
The church, the bride of Christ, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Well, we have the testimony of Jesus Christ. What do you think I'm talking about here? I'm talking about that which the Lord Jesus Christ gave me. Jesus has become the Holy Spirit, the life-giving Spirit, and He's in me. He's my comforter. Chapter 13, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. And upon his horns, ten crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. Pride! Oh, we're more proud. We have so much proud. Everybody knows how much pride I have. And I blaspheme God because actually I'm bigger than him, the devil is saying. I'm God. I will rise up above the throne of God. I am God. No, you're not, you weasel. So, like this one, he's got 10 horns and 10 crowns. One's never enough with him. He wants to rule the whole world. He wants the whole, everything to be democracy, which is nothing more than hypocrisy. Nothing more than a lie told by Satan. Verse 2, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power. The devil gave him his power, the great red dragon, and his seat, and great authority. Well, his seat, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, is in the city of the seven hills, or the seven mountains. That's Rome. And who sits there and big and fat and sassy is the devil's incarnate, the Vatican, the Pope. And he has great authority because he's political, and he has a force of humans that will destroy anyone if they don't do as he says. They killed President Kennedy because he wouldn't honor them, and now they'll kill you, but you and anyone else that doesn't obey what he says. Well, it's time. I have to take this up tomorrow, so make sure you turn in. It's for your own good. We have letters. Where's the first one from?
From Uganda, Africa.
Okay, let's hear what they say.
Dear Evangelist Tony Alamo, thank you very much for the very good and nice radio teachings on Radio East Africa. I'm writing to inform you that I have been helped to come out from my old traditions and customs, which have no place in the house of God. In Uganda and Africa as a whole, such things have hindered the growth of the Church of God. And if you continue to teach this powerful message, I hope those who tune to your program will come out and fight for Christ. God be with you. Yours faithfully, Felicia from Garadi, Uganda, Africa.
Okay, do you have another letter?
Yes, from Ondo State, Nigeria. Dear Pastor Lamo, greetings to you in the wonderful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I heard your message on Radio Africa, and I converted to Christ because you taught me the way of salvation. I want to work for Christ through your ministry, and I want you to send me one full Holy Bible, CDs, literatures, and some other available religious materials that I can distribute to people to move people closer to God. I will be glad if you can send me your CDs of any of your messages on Radio Africa. I also need your video cassettes of services. I need more materials to distribute to people. I hope you could send me the materials I needed. I shall let you know when the materials arrive. May God bless you always. Yours sincerely, Ilori from Ondo State, Nigeria.
All right, now don't be so full of pride that you're going to reject salvation from the Lord. His word says you must be born again. It's not a, well, you should, but if you want to go to heaven, you must be born of the Spirit. Now, you're born into the world in the flesh by your earthly mother and dad, but you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the Lord doesn't want you. He wants you to be saved and then never sin again, and then to deny yourself and take up the cross and follow the Lord. And so the way that you become saved, the way you become united with the Lord, is to say the prayer. And that prayer, it goes like this. Just say it to the Lord now with all your heart. Say, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that you, Father God, that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me. I know that you have answered me. And I know that you have saved my soul. You've entered me. And therefore, I thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit, for saving my soul. And I praise and thank the Lord God Almighty. Thank Jesus. And Sharon, tell our listening audience so they can receive a copy of this program, number 766. 766, it's absolutely free. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. You're going to hear more from the book of Revelation to tell you the actuality of the very truth of it. And here I am to sing for you, Before I Met Jesus.
Before